Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I hear that, and it's so hard for me to hold it in sometimes. Today wasn't a good day for that laugh. It really wasn't. So what's going on tonight, babies? It's your girl, Miss P, and you're now tuned in. And I have, you know, a special person with me tonight as my co-host. And without further ado, I'd rather just introduce her so we can, you know, gain from each other and, you know, talk about the topic of today. And it's Phoenix Star 9 for all those that know her on Twitter. How you doing tonight?
I am awesome, hot, but awesome. And yourself?
I think I'm delirious and hot. Because I just feel giddy all of a sudden. I don't know why.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't either. The heat, yeah, the heat plays a big factor in why. It's like I can't catch a break, take a shower this morning, take another shower, and I'm still burning up. It's crazy. So, it's crazy. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning into the show today. Today is like one of those unsolicited type of situations where we're not going to be like having a formatted situation like I normally like to do. We're going to give everyone an opportunity that, you know, has some talent, expertise, some skills, owns a business, anything that you want to plug out there about yourself or someone that you know. Feel free to dial in and talk to Phoenix and I at 818-495-6975. For all those who are a little camera shy, so to speak, you can use our interactive chat room that is live during the taping of this show. And for all those that's always like, Miss P, how can I hear the show? Well, easy. If you can't find the links that we post and post and post and post, then you definitely can just Google the Intune show and everything will come up. The links are actually on demand and can be listened to at your leisure. So, Phoenix, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the importance or the values of networking. I'll let you take the show over now.
But basically, to me, when you start to network with anybody, it's not you already have whatever your goal is intended in the back of your mind. But if you want to be effective at networking, you got to kind of understand the needs of other people, and it should really be to help others, because helping others, to me, ultimately gets you, you know, a lot of what you want. So you help somebody get what they want, and trust it will be reciprocated, not necessarily from that person per se, but you know what I mean? When people see how you operate, a lot of people will actually support it. So to me, that's my view on networking. And it's, again, you can't approach everybody the same way. And you just have to, you know, you have to kind of understand where they're coming from and what's important, you know, before you
absolutely
can actually just put it out there. So now,
yeah,
your turn.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, you said my turn? I thought you said listen, because
yeah.
I'm all, like, attentively listen. Like, yeah, let me listen to this, because, you know, I want to know. But basically, I think the value and the purpose of networking is you know, evolves around several factors. And basically, the reason why I network, I want to connect with meaningful people. I want to be able to, you know, make good connections of substance. I want to be able to utilize those things and basically grow. So sometimes people, it's not about, like, how much money that you can make off of a certain thing or how much can you charge someone. I like the whole barter system thing, Phoenix, and I don't know how you feel about that. But I definitely like to meet people who are willing to barter services, because back then when, it's, you know, the world just started to come together, as we all know from history, people used to barter things like fish for corn and et cetera, et cetera. So sometimes it's not about the value of money, although we all can use money. But in retrospect, that, you know, sometimes people just don't have it and they need that little, you know, assistance in getting something done. And those people that I see that can invest in themselves, even if they don't have the proper amount, because truthfully, unless you already sit in on tons and tons of money or you have, like, these major connections, who really have the ideal amount of money to invest in themselves the way they could want to invest in themselves? No one that I know. I don't know about you, Phoenix. I can't invest in myself the way that I want to. But what I do to invest in myself, I take what I can. I put that into myself, and I meet awesome people like Phoenix and a lot of other people that I hope are calling in tonight to kind of plug themselves. And we utilize that, and we piggyback off each other as far as services rendered for, you know, exchange of another service. So that's my, you know, position on networking. Also, a lot of the networking systems, in my opinion, are for those that use networking for the wrong reason. I'm not trying to point fingers, there's no pun intended in this comment, but to me, the social media connections were actually based off of people just staying connected, not like their whole life connected onto the Facebook, but just to stay connected with maybe perhaps your colleague, your family member, a friend that lives far away, or whatever, or to promote yourself or the things that you do so other people that are in these social media groups can kind of connect. And I'm sorry about all of the firecrackers that's going off right now, if you guys can literally hear it, but that's what's happening in my life right now, like a bunch of firecrackers in the background. But, yeah, so that's what it's for, and people utilize it for the wrong reason. So I just hope that, you know, slowly but surely we kind of gain that whole concept and get back to the way social media is supposed to be used. And, you know, you have to filter through the, you know, the jerks to get to the people that are awesome and, you know, have substance. So that's my take on social media and the purpose of networking is to gain, not try to use, but to gain, because one hand should wash the other or the other one will be left dirty.
I like that. I like what you said earlier about, you know, you take what you do have and invest it in yourself. Like a lot of people, like when you said as far as the money thing goes, like everybody doesn't have the money to do certain things, you know, that they need to do to invest themselves. So I think it goes further than money when it comes to investing in yourself. You know what I mean? You're also investing your energy and your time and the work that it takes to get there. So a lot of people, you know, they don't know how to maneuver, so hopefully they get something from today. You know, so if you can't invest money, then help who you can help and then get in that way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because just for you, so you guys can know, like, Miss P is the laziest person ever. I mean, it may look like I'm busy, but I'm not. I'm not all that busy, because you know what it is? I do with the things that I'm good at, and the rest of it, I just kind of barter services with people to help me maintain the things that I need to maintain. So that's the purpose of what we're trying to do here tonight, is to really give you guys, like, our input, not really an educational type of setting for tonight, but just a little input in our experience and insight on, you know, how to just come together as a team. And, you know, although everyone has their own thing going on, you can still come together as a team to help that other team get ahead. So, you know, I don't know, there's a lot of eyes, like it's me, but, you know, it's not about you, because without support of other people that, you know, can support you or are willing to support you, you're not really going to make it far. And I'm just saying, unless you already have the means to be where you need to be, and you're in, then that's fine. But if you don't, if you're not, like, humble enough to go out there and ask for help or seek help or find, you know, constructive ways to get where you need to get to, you're not going to make it very far. And I hate to seem, you know, like a downer, but it's real. period.
It's real.
So, you know.
It's real.
Right. It's really real. It's really real. So tell us again, for all those people that are like, they missed your interview, because for all those that don't know or are tuning in for the first time to learn about Phoenix or whatever, she and I had the most amazing interview the other day. Yeah, I put her on the hot seat Thursday night, and, you know, I was able to gain some insight on Phoenix and all of the wonderful things she do. And amazingly enough, you know, I just was able to learn more and more and more. As each day passed, I learned more about Phoenix. So she's just like an open book. She's very receptive to people, and she's very approachable, you know, approaches everything when you meet someone on a social network, and she definitely is one of those people that are receptive to your approach. So if I was you guys, I would definitely reach out to her. But Phoenix, with that being said, just definitely give people, you know, a little insight about yourself again.
Okay. Well, of course, my name is Phoenix. It's not really Phoenix, but that is the name where I started the business, Phoenix Star 9. I own a promotions company for music, and then also another one for, like, literature and visual arts promotions. And then also own a few blogs that I try to get help other writers, you know, come out and just show their work off. And, you know, it's not a charge thing. It's just basically you have to be talented. You have to send me the work, and then I check it out from there. But the name of the two sites, well, I'll start with the first one, is PhoenixStar9Online.com. And that's my main site. It has a lot of tips and tools for indie artists or just people that also like to market, and also for producers, you know, just basic music things that help people. Like, I got ebooks up there, drum kits, mixtapes, you know, things that you can actually use and to help you. So it's a lot of things up there. You can also contact us for promotions. We're actually getting that site up, but it's also some information located on my website at PhoenixStar9Online.com as well. Or you can just hit me up directly on Twitter at PhoenixStar9, you know, and I can definitely give you the information that you might need. So we do that, and then the website with the authors is Rainbow Rendezvous. It's rainbow-rendezvous.com, and we're particularly, it's a adult, you know, literature type site, but it's basically for people that are, you know, just trying to get their work seen and actually network with other writers. So, you know, definitely if you are one of those people, you know, you can hit me on my main Twitter at PhoenixStar9, and just get connected with me there, because I'm like she said, I am approachable, you know, and you can talk to me. Just hit me up, and that's it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to put out there. Oh, go ahead.
But now, because you know where I'm about to go.
Go there. Yes.
I want to say this to guys. I'm going to also let Ms. Pita talk on her own, but she did, her company, Mood Setters, they did set me up with my own custom soap, and it smells delicious. And I think everybody should really contact her to get a sample, at least get a sample. You know, it really smells good. It contains scents like frankincense, myrrh. What else is in there?
Bay rum, cedarwood.
Yeah.
Cedarwood, vanilla, musk. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of awesome things in here.
So delicious. I'm smelling myself right now. So anyway, but she's awesome. So now I've already put myself out there. She put me on the spot. So I'm going to put her on the spot. And I want you to tell everybody about yourself and everything that you are working on, and, you know, how they can network with you and the type of people that you're looking to network with.
Well, let's start with the type of people that I'm looking to network with. First of all, I'm looking to deal with people who are people, in terms of people that are grounded and people that, no matter how many follows, how many times this or this and this and that is happening in your life, that you still understand that, you know, we're still all people and it's all a grind here. My thing is that I'm not really looking for people with numbers. I'm looking for people with qualities that go beyond the numbers, you know. And what I do, wow, you know, I really don't like talking about myself, Phoenix. But, you know, you just put me kind of on the spot, like this is an interview, and I feel like it is a little bit. But anyway, like Phoenix said, I do have my own Bath & Body line where you guys can definitely get custom-made products to formulate with your skin. I make all kind of soap. I mean, anything and everything. That's, like, my specialty. I also do make whipped Vaselines, whipped lotion, whipped soap, bath tea. I have, you know, quote-unquote bath salts. I'm going to try to look for a different way. I'm going to say bath adjectives because of all of the bath salt stuff that's going on out in the world right now. I also make bath bombs, lip balms. I don't know if I already said that. I mean, lotion, shampoo, conditioner. I also make stuff for pets, all customized to your skin specifications. Everything is all natural. There's no craziness in there. And it's I never, ever got a complaint about my soap, ever. So I've been doing it since 2006, and it's a legitimate business. It's not something that I'm just, like, calling a business and calling myself a CEO of. I hand custom blend them to your specification. I whip them, I blend them, and I mold them. So it's definitely something that I've been doing since 2006, and everyone loves them. And what the ideal part about the soaps is that you can customize your color, you can customize your fragrance, you can name your bar a soap. I have over 250 different fragrances. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. They're awesome. And my girl, Fee Sexy Ma, that's in the chat room right now, she has her own Bath & Body product, which is called Fiesta, because, you know, as we get older, we kind of slow down, right? But at the same time, when, you know, knowing her from so many years ago, she used to be the party girl of the group. So Fiesta is like party in Spanish, so that's what her bar is called, Fiesta. And it's scented with sangria. Yeah, so, sangria, the wine, and it's actually made with real wine and, you know, real olive oil. Everything that I use is organic or pure. Like I said, again, there's no chemicals in it, so everything I make is fresh. There's no shelf life on it, so I would suggest if people decide that they want to place orders to definitely, you know, understand that these bars are not like this store life bars that you find on the shelf, because it has so many chemicals in it, and that's why they're so hard, and why that's why they last so long, to preserve shelf life. So you can email me if you guys are interested at intuneshow@aol.com or at moodsetters, moodsetterzbiz, @aol.com, and let me know what your interest is, and I can send over everything that you need. As far as the Intune show goes, you guys already kind of know about that, what I do there. I host, and I get to meet amazing people like yourselves. I get to get in tune and also help others get in tune to the world around them. And the basis of the Intune show, if you're tuning in for the first time, is basically getting people in tune with the community at large. So if you have an expertise, a skill, a talent, if you love music, I mean, I don't care what it is that you feel like is, you know, you want to talk about, everyone is important, and that's why I have this platform, so people can utilize it for their own good. You know what I mean? Like, use it. Don't abuse it. Use it. So, you know, it's awesome that I was able to have, like, awesome people on a show as far as, like, you know, mainstream, but it's really, at the end of the day, it's really not about that. It's about the average Joe, because I myself am the average Joe, and every day I'm learning and I'm getting in tune with new things and new people, and it's an amazing feeling. So I just hope that that kind of resonates with everyone who tunes into the show, and they will continue to tune in, and they will tell a friend or tell whoever that, yeah, you should check out the Intune show, because it's not about just music. It's about just bringing all type of culture together and kind of just showcasing who you are to the world at large. And think about it. There's no magazines that's out there that's mainstream that's just throwing you in the magazine right now, right? Think about it. There's no radio shows that are mainstream FM, AM radio shows that are throwing you on the radio shows right now. Think about it. There's no TV networks that are just saying, hey, you're a beautiful individual and you can act your behind off, so just come on and get on to, you know, Vampire Diaries or whatever it is that you guys like to watch. I don't know. I don't watch TV like that. But definitely whatever it is that resonates with you, no one is doing that. So that's why I decided to put together the Intune show, to basically get people in tune with everyone that's around them, because, you know, we're so you know, marginalized now lately with the computers and the digital this and the that and the whatever and the cell phones that go on the internet, that we forget that there's things happening around us in the world that we're missing, and there's people that are around us constantly that could lead us to where we're trying to get to in life, but we miss it because we're so in tune to other things. So that's the premise of the In Tune Show, and I just thank you and Fee Sexy Mom and a slew of other people that are continuously supporting the show, because without you guys, then none of this would even be worth doing. You know, so outside of that, we also are starting a magazine called Off the Page Magazine, and I'm dragging Phoenix along for the ride. She didn't know that, but now she does. And anyone who's interested in being a part of that, we're looking for people to help us as far as, like, writers, bloggers, researchers, people that's good with graphics and things of that nature. So you can definitely hit me up at offthepagemagazine.com. I'm not going to give too much information about that out, to be honest, right now, because that's still like a project that's in progression. So y'all guys have to stay in tune to follow up on that. Okay, so, you know, like I said again, anyone who wants to call in and share anything with us is 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Phoenix and I. So do that. This show today was supposedly of, you know, a speed networking event, but so many people had to tune out tonight because of certain obligations that came up. So it kind of left us on a whim, and Phoenix was nice enough to say, hey, Miss P, I'll come on with you. So thank you, Phoenix. So, I mean, we'll just be random right now because it seems like no one really wanted to promote themselves. And this kind of makes me feel a little sad sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, when people don't want to take the time to invest in themselves, it kind of makes me sad. You know, what's your take on that?
Well, let me ask you this, right? Now, do you feel that when people charge people an arm and a leg for advertisement or promotions, as opposed to somebody giving them a free area to do it, do you feel that maybe they don't look at it at, or it doesn't have that much respect to them, or it's less of lesser value? Because I don't. Like, I'm trying to use everything I can get my hands on, you know what I mean, to build, to get where I need to be. But some people don't take, you know, they don't take that opportunity. A lot of people feel like they have to pay so much, and it's not, to me, it's certain things aren't important. It's the value that you get in it, not necessarily, you know, how much you're paying for something. So a lot of people are going to probably tune in, you know what I mean, and maybe some people will go back and listen to this on demand or whatever, but I feel like, I mean, I wouldn't feel bad because, you know, no matter what's going on, like, you did it, like, you're doing it today, right? Even if people don't show up, is here, you know what I mean? Like, you're doing it, period. That's their loss, and it'll grow, and, I mean, they don't know right now what they will.
Right, definitely. Like, and, you know, this is why Phoenix is, you know, Phoenix already know. Like, I like, this is what it is. This is what we do to each other all day. We prep talk each other, like pep talk each other all day long. It's amazing, though. It's amazing. And, you know, if you guys don't have people that you can talk to about anything, and even if it doesn't make sense, you know what I mean? Find someone that you can talk to that's going to talk you down, because you see how she just talked me down. I'm all like, sad face. No one's here. No one called in and talk about themselves. And she's like, well, you know what? It's going to be here. It's going to be here. And to answer your question in regard to the value of free versus the word, you know, paying. And free, to me, I hate the word. I really do. And for those that are really like, why do you hate free? Okay, let me tell you a little bit of why I hate free. Just a little. Free is not a good look. Because when you say free to me, in my mind, I'm like, I don't need anything for free. And it may sound a little, you know, ignorant a little, but at the same time, it's just like, I don't really like gravitate to something that's free, because in my mind, what's in it? What is it going to do for me? Why are you giving it away free? Blah, 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 blah. It's always, to me, when I see like certain ads or certain things when people say this is free, get this, and then you sign up and then you realize you're signing your life away and then you're in debt and you whatever, whatever. So my thing is like, I'm not into the word free. So if you're going to advertise something to anyone, it should definitely be like complimentary. Because basically the word complimentary in my mind is like, okay, let me, you know, commend you or compliment you, meaning give you, you know, help you out or give this to you as like, hey, this is for you being you versus, hey, take this for free. Because when I hear free, my mind automatically clicks to, like, what the hell is attached to this free? What is attached to it? So, to me, like, some people, you know, it could be that, the reason why people don't want to gravitate to a platform where you can utilize it to your benefit for no monies. And then, you know, they'll talk about, oh, somebody's charging $150 for X, Y, and Z, but then they'll try to scrape up the money to pay it. And then you're not getting everything that you expected and you feel like it's a loss because of the $150. So I just think that people's idea of what works and what don't work is because they have no idea about marketing. And when you're out there doing your thing and you're trying to start your business up or whatever it is, your music or whatever it is that you're into, you definitely want to do your research. Don't just come up with a plan or talk about it one day because you're getting high with your boys and be like, you know what, yo, I'm a rapper, and your boys are high, and they just like, you know what, you sound good, yo, you should do this and you should do that, get in the studio. The next thing you know, you in your house with a little a Mac or whatever it is that you have for a recording device making music. And then you want to, you know, your boys are telling you because they're high all the time. And then you have people around you that are not into you really because if they did, they would have been like, you know what, dude, you need to not be high when you do this. You know what I mean? Like someone needs to lead you in the right direction, right? So you go out there and you say, hey, I'm Max 1785 or whatever your name is going to be. So you're going to brand yourself as whatever. You're going to start trying to market yourself on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and whatever else, Reverb Nation. And you don't have a strategy. You don't have a plan. You don't have no type of research under your belt to market your things because you think that, oh, all I have to do is upload my music here, send it to this person, and I'm good, and I'm going to get discovered and signed, and people are going to support me, whatever. It's not like that. I don't care if you have 20 billion people on your page as a follower. Guess how many of those people are going to follow you and really support you? Because 9 times out of 10, a lot of people cannot be upfront with you and tell you you suck or try again because they really don't care if you fail or succeed. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is marketing and advertising yourself is all about words because it's all about the colors you use. It's all about the fonts you use. It's all about the name that you choose for yourself. What does the theme behind what you choose for yourself mean? What does, you know, why did you choose this color? You have to understand that we're colorblind, although we see colors. People don't know that. You know, that's why certain web designers say stick with certain fonts, stick with certain colors, stick with certain whatever. And when you brand in yourself, you know, you want to have your business card match your website and match your logo and match your logo. And what do you think Polo and Tommy Hilfiger, they signias, they have that everywhere. It doesn't matter if they have it on a flower shirt, they have that little signia. So if you don't see Tommy Hilfiger spelled out, you know that from that signia, it means Tommy Hilfiger. That's how the mind works. You understand? That's how you market. So you definitely have to do your research before you out here trying to market yourself. And you definitely need to check out the people that are out there doing free versus complimentary versus pay me. Do your research. I mean, what the hell? You're already on a computer or you're already on something, a device that gives you internet access. How much does it take to sit down and invest in yourself so you can go about your steps the right way? Is education scary to you? Is knowledge about your life scary to you? I mean, let me know because I want to know. And if anyone has anything to say, please feel free, 818-495-6975, and you'll be live to express this to me. I just need to know what do people really seriously think about their decisions in life and why they're not making it. So, Phoenix, I wanted to ask you, what's your thoughts on management and PRs?
Management and PRs?
PR, public relations, for people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that a lot of times when you have managers, why are you laughing?
Because he was like, heck. Like, because I said that to you like you had no knowledge, you know?
Like, huh? But no, but seriously, in my opinion, when you have people that are working for someone, right, like say you have the artist or an actress or whatever, you know what I mean, and you have these people that are on your staff that are supposed to be your art, your PR, your public relations, and your management. you need to make sure that these people know what they're doing, first off, and that they are able to, that they know how to talk to people, and that they know how to handle people. And more importantly, I mean, it's all about picking good people to put on your team. Because, first off, if you have somebody that's requesting an interview from, you know, from you for your artist or anything like that, you can't just brush people off. You know what I mean? Because you never know who you're talking to. So a lot of times you get some people that get, you know, they don't understand that they, even though they're the management or the PR person for this person, that they are just that, they're not them, and they're representing them. So you don't want to represent yourself as somebody that's negative and somebody that you know, kind of brushes people off and tries to play people, because word gets around. So you don't want to ruin the reputation of your artist or, you know, or yourself, really. So I think whenever you're choosing a team, like the PRs and the management, and, you know, you want to pick somebody that is a people person and that knows how to talk to people. Because some people will mess up things for you and they don't know it. I mean, that's just my opinion. Also, here's another thing. First off, when you get people that, like the artist, if you have a manager or a PR person, let them do their job. To me, if you're basically sitting there and you're talking about, you're contacting me saying that, oh, I need promotion, da 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 da, or I need, you know, to figure this out. As soon as money comes into the issue or anything, like, why didn't your manager hit me up to start with? Don't put yourself in a place where you're not supposed to be. First, say, I'll have my manager contact you regarding promotion. Like, don't first come at me and then throw, oh, I have to talk to my manager first. No. That's what you should have done in the beginning. Because, like, I'm talking to you now. I'm not talking to your manager. I'm talking to you. So, to me, people kind of don't understand their role when they get a manager or a PR person. I mean, some people, not everybody, but some. And that's, mm-hmm. I think that's kind of a disconnect for me. But you have some people that do their jobs both ways, with the artist or the actress or whatever, the talent and their team. But some people just don't know how to handle people. And some people don't know their place. Like, you know, like I said, the artist jumps out in front of the management. Like, let me ask you. All right, let me ask you this question. How does it normally go for you? Do you normally contact, like, the people first, or, I mean, the person that you want to come on or whatever first, or do they usually contact you? Or how does that work?
Well, in the beginning, I was just, like, free-balling. So I was kind of trying to reach out to the particular individual till I realized, like, you know, the marketing aspect of it all, like, when you get to a certain position in your life, if you have a middleman, you definitely want to have the middleman handle those things for you, right? So, basically, I had to think outside the box, because the first thing I was doing was, like, going straight to the person. Like, why do I need to talk to the middleman? Let me talk to the person straight up by themselves. But it doesn't work that way. You definitely need to address the middleman to get to the other side of what you're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. So, basically, what I do is I seek until I get to that middleman. And sometimes there's like 16 people before you get to the middleman and then get to what you want. But I'm very diligent with that, and I, you know, make sure that I exhaust all my options before I put something to the side. And when I say put something to the side, I mean I put a name to the side, like, you know what, I can't really get to this person right now, so let me put this to the side, and then I'll come back to it. But 9 times out of 10, once I get to one person or another person, you start to realize that it's like a full circle, right, in the entertainment world. Because a lot of the people that I do get to get to, they're connected to X, Y, and Z, and X, Y, and Z is connected to this one. So you just start to build from that. But you definitely want to make sure that if someone is approaching you, it's all good that they approach you, because not everyone has to learn. You know what I mean? So don't be mean and nasty and don't not respond. You can respond because it's a nice thing to do. It shows character. But you can definitely direct them to who they need to speak to in regards to dealing with you personally, and let that person that's in the middle deal with that individual who's inquiring, whether it's a yes or a no. So that's what I do. I deal with the people in the middle, or the 16 people before the middle, and I definitely follow up, and I definitely, after everything takes place, or if it doesn't take place, I'm very diligent, like I said, and it'll definitely will happen, as you guys see. And then from that point in time, you always want to, you know, let people know that you appreciate them and you thank them. So if you don't have someone that's really, like, literally writing something out where your words are not formulated the right way, just believe if you're not in tune with spelling and how words are supposed to go into the content of a body of a letter, you definitely want to get in tune to that too. And if you can't do it, you want to find someone that can barter services that writes. Good, not good, that just writes good. It's a difference.
Hard getting ideas in my head.
Yeah, you definitely want to do
about
that
bartering.
Because it's
yeah,
bartering, definitely, because you definitely want to just have a person on your team or someone that you can be connected to that can write something out for you and convey it in a way that it needs to be conveyed. Because what I notice when people send me their bios or press kits, it's a big no-no, and it frustrates me because I feel like, you know, there's spell check. Now, with spell check, I'm guilty of this myself. Sometimes, you know, I'm not paying attention and I have typos. No one's perfect. So it's not so much that it's a typo, but it's so much that the whole entire body of your bio makes no sense to me. Because not only is there typos, but there's run-on sentences, the structure of the sentence, the way it all comes together. You cannot send that to a big business and expect to get hired. You cannot do that. So it all goes back to investing in yourself. So you basically have to take the time to do the research, and if you're not capable of doing the research of how to put these words together or how to put together a tension letter, because there's so many different letters out there, and if anyone took college classes or was in college and took English 1, English 2, you definitely know that there's a structure to letter writing depending on who you're trying to address. So if you haven't been down that road and you're not a good writer or speller, then you definitely need to find someone who writes on a regular basis to help you formulate that letter so it's effective. You want to look like you know what you're doing, even when the hell you don't know, because half the time I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and I learn along the way, but I damn sure know how to make it look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to make it look pretty. So this is what I'm saying.
That's
so
important.
I'm not coming at the situation like, hey, I'm trying to get on people. I even offered to do people's bios for them for free because it just kind of bothers me that you don't think that this is wrong to send to someone. No, this may not be like some mainstream radio show, but my attention to little things like detail, you never know who you're addressing and you want to interview on this show. Like, can you even talk in a full sentence? That's what I want to know. So if I'm asking you a question, can you answer it properly? That's what employers want to know. So even if you weren't in the music game or if you weren't trying to do whatever it is with your talents, what about, like, regular job approaching, a regular job,
mm-hmm.
a potential employer? What about that? So I try to, you know, when I meet certain people, I definitely try to, like, gain from them what their direction is, what they're trying to do, and then give them my honest opinion. Like, no, this sucks. Can you please revise this? And if you need my help, let me know. This sucks. I can't understand any of this. This is all. And then some people with, like, two lines in a letter, like in their bio. You mean you're going to tell me you're going to give me two lines in a bio? In a bio, two lines. We're not talking about a thesis. We're talking about a bio.
Oh, my God.
And it also, like, trickles down to this is what you really think about yourself. Two lines?
True.
It doesn't show, like, you're in tune to who you are and where you're trying to go. You know, this is the point that I'm making. Like, don't write two lines to me and think that I'm interested in you. If your employer gave you a plain piece of paper and you really needed this job and you know that you can do this job and he said, hey, write a paragraph about yourself, you think he's not critiquing your spelling, your writing, just the structure of how you coming across? Like, come on, get with it. You can't go in there like, yo, son, or yo, ma, I want this job, ma, because you know what I'm saying, I could do this. It's not working. That's not how you get ahead. You know, so in my opinion, you know, when you're approaching certain people, the approach is everything. And when they say that line about the first impression is a lasting, it definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely is. I'm getting judged every time I do a show. So I have fun with shows, but I know that when people are checking me out, they're definitely just clicking on whatever link they randomly pick. And that's why it's important to me to have the show, you know, be a certain way and not be full of, like, nonsense, because that's not what I'm trying to put out there into the universe. So, you know, being in tune is not just being in tune on the show. It's just being in tune in life, because that's how you get ahead. period. Shout out to Valencia, by the way, in the chat room. I see you, boo. Definitely. She called in the other day. She was tuned in for Mr. Jones from 112's interview the other night, and she called in and showed love, and she's definitely been out there retweeting. And I know you tickle pink that, you know, Michael Keefe is going to be on next. I'm going to get them all, girl. I'm going to get them all. Okay, I'm going to get them all. I already had Slim. Now I had, you know, Duran, and now I'm going to have Michael Keefe. You know, I just got to get Q. One more. One more to go. But, yeah. So, yeah, Phoenix. Definitely.
But I agree. I agree. Approach, and, you know, that first impression definitely is a lasting one. You know, you get a lot of people that approach you, like you said, on that, hey, ma, or hey, my N-word, instantly. And it's like, whoa, wait a second now. I didn't know we grew up together, or, you know, I didn't know we were boys, or I didn't know we were friends and, you know, cousins or something. And you talk to me like this is professional,
right?
Like you're coming at me for something professional, but you're addressing me as if we're homies, and we're not. You know what I'm saying? We're not. So it approaches everything, but at the same time, you know, you kind of have, before you approach somebody, I think you need to do your research. I think that that's so important. I know people are quick to want to, you know, network with other people and all that, but I can appreciate a person willing to sit down and check you out and find out about you, and then say, okay, I know, I see this person, what they're doing, what they're about, whatever. So you kind of, you know, you have to kind of, you know, figure out your approach. Like, you can't just approach everybody the same way. There's a book out. I can't remember who wrote it. But I think it was, it's called How to Influence Others and Win Friends. And, I mean, it's not like how it sounds exactly, but it is a good, to me, I think that that's something that people may need to pick up or get, you know, on ebook or Kindle or whatnot. But the book basically tells you, you know, how to deal with certain people. And also gives you tips on, you know, some things just aren't worth you trying to burn a bridge about. You know what I mean? Like, some things just aren't worth you trying to do that about. You can correct people in a way that'll let them know that, you know, you corrected it, but at the same time, you know, it's not really trying to embarrass them or anything. But as far as networking and knowing your approach, you have to find whatever appeals to a person. You know what I mean? You have to find out what a person's about, and you have to appeal to that. Because that, I mean, telling you that will also help you network. But that approach, that first impression is everything, in my opinion.
Definitely. And as far as, like, you know, people trying not to retweet or repost or go check out someone's music or check out someone's talent or whatever it is that the person does and they ask you, hey, go check me out. Let me tell you, like, I don't really like to not check something out because I feel like, hey, I might miss something. So I'm that nosy. The only thing that I don't like is for people to email me links. Don't email me links because I don't like that. But if you just send them to me on Facebook or something like that, then I'm definitely in tune to that because I want to see, because I'm like, hey, this person could be the next whoever, and I'm just passing them by, like, whatever. And then later on you see them on TV like, hey, I could have interviewed that person. You know what I mean? So everyone has relevance. So if you want someone to support you, you have to learn how to give support back, period. Support costs zero cents. Okay, it's not like I'm coming in asking you for a dollar. I'm asking you to support. I'm asking you to take time when you can to tune in. I'm not asking you to do it every single time the show is on air because, of course, it's not going to be possible because you have a life. But I am asking for some type of feedback from you. Am I doing well? Do you think I should change this? I mean, I like comments. I like people that's, like, against something because it only helps me get better. You know, in a sense. So my thing is that, you know, so many people are connected to so many people and they trip off. I got 2.K followers. Okay, and how many downloads do you have? 5? Shut up.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Shut up. You know what I mean? Like, get it together. You are not in tune to what the hell's happening around you because you're so busy counting numbers like it's money in your pocket. Okay, and you're not really paying attention to the fact that no one is listening to the crap that you're putting out in the universe because it's crap. That's why it's only 5 downloads. And instead of you checking that, you checking numbers and watching numbers instead of watching who's really in tune to your music. And if they're not in tune with it, let me see what I can do to change this. Because obviously if I have 5 downloads and I got 24K followers, it's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I definitely, you know, feel like everyone should support and be honest about those supports. Like, hey, I checked out X, Y, and Z today. I checked out your pictures, and, you know, this one is awesome, this one is awesome, but, you know, this one could use it, whatever. Be real. Take the time. It takes 2 seconds. Just like it takes 2 seconds to retweet. You know, people cannot get better if people are constantly misleading them. And then you talk about them. I could talk about it because I'll tell you in 2.5 you suck, and I want you to tell me 2.5 your shirt don't match your whatever. You know what I mean?
Tell me.
I took it to clothes. Tell me I don't look good today, because then let me spiff it up tomorrow or something.
I'll pull you to the side like, listen, let's see what. I need you to fix that ASAP. I need you to fix your clothing because it's not matching at all. You look like a pinata out here. No, I don't know. But
no, it's definitely like, how are you gonna get better? How are we gonna get better as a people? You know, I don't know how many of you guys are conscientious of Plato, Socrates, stuff like that. Like,
what
I'm a big philosophy.
Oh, you're a philosopher.
Yeah, I'm big on philosophy. You know, big. But those are, like, Plato is, like, one of my favorite next to John Dewey, excuse me. And the reason why I like to reference him a lot is because the allegory of the cave. And the allegory of the cave is basically just symbolizes we're all in a cave, right? And say, for instance, we're all, like, just there in a cave, but there's an opening to the cave. And there's an entrance, an exit and an entrance through this one hole in the cave. But we're so marginalized in our way of thinking that we don't even realize that, hey, we can go ahead and walk through this hole in the cave and be out of the dark into the light. So one person will take that journey to the light and experience the sun, the water, the rocks, the grass, the trees, whatever. And then that person would be, like, so astounded by what's happening and the experience of it all that he will run back to the cave and tell the people in the dark, like, hey, this is what I've seen. This is what I touched. This is what I feel. This is this and this and that. And everyone in that cave will look at them like they're damn crazy. Like, what? What do you mean? You know, and then they're going to band together and try to kill you because they think that you're trying to, like, you know, plague them with something that's unreal because they don't have what it takes to go outside of that cave and venture off to see what the hell it is that you're talking about versus saying that you're full of SHIT and want to kill you. So the whole philosophy behind that and what I really think is amazing about it is the fact that people, even today, are the same way, are all in caves. And when you try to bring them to the light of something that has substance, no one will follow you out to go into that direction of the substance. They rather stay in the dark and be plagued by not being able to see what's in front of them versus going out and to enjoy life with the running water and the sun and all of that. So I always, you know, reference that because I love that whole philosophy of that. And to think that this man that was actually, you know, was alive at one point in time, he already had this system played out. So that means that this has been going on before you and I were even thought about and generations and generations before, you know, in our families were even thought about. So this man already came up with this whole analogy of we're plagued by, you know, not wanting to know the truth. So to me, it just freaks me out. Like, he had this knowledge so many years ago. And it's traveling over today, and it's still happening today in the present from so many years ago. And it's sad to me that so many people are not in tune to that. You know, people want to gravitate to what they want to gravitate to, and it's all good. But at what point in your life are you going to really, you know, stop wanting to feel plagued by, hey, I can't do this. Like, that's my word. I can't do it, but I can literally do it. I can, because if I push myself to say, hey, I can sit down and learn something, I can do it. you know, if my back is against the wall, I'm going to do it, damn it. But at the same time, I always look for a way out. I look for a way out, you know what I mean? Because I feel like, hey, if someone else can do this and do it faster, then, hey, that's all good. But the one thing that I'm not plagued with is the whole approach of being presented with the change. You know, like, you can bring the change mm-hmm. to me. Do I want to go for the change? I don't know. Do I want to pay somebody to do the change? Yeah, maybe. But, you know, but for the most part, that I'm always willing and ready to be around and accept something of substance versus, like, just give me darkness and misery.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my take on that. And that applies to everything that we do in life, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your workplace, whether it's a business venture, whether it's your friend, your family, whatever. It all applies in that nature. Because you see how you and I talk and we be like, damn, people be retweeting like crazy stuff. Shout out to Dr. Sue in the chat room, by the way. My doc is in the chat room. And even the other day I had tweeted, you know, like, people always talking whatever the hell I said, and Dr. Sue retweeted it, and then she responded and said, well, then it would be no fun if people didn't talk crap on these some social networks, which is true. But at the same time, it's just like sometimes you just get over that. Like, come on, he broke up with you. She left you. You know, you're by yourself sleeping. You know, no one needs to know this. Like, I got up and I walked over to the refrigerator, and there was nothing in it. Retweet. I know you was joking,
like, wow.
Doc. I know you was joking. I definitely know you was joking. I'm just messing with you. But definitely, I love my Dr. Sue. So I'm so happy to even just see her in the chat room right now. My Dr. Sue, I love her. I'm sorry, guys. You know, I just get all giddy.
I get all
giddy when I see her because, you know what, this is an ideal situation when I say that, you know, you meet some amazing people on the social networks and stuff like that. You don't even have to, like, literally meet them in person. But to know that there is people out there like yourself and Dr. Sue and a few others, it's amazing. And Valencia, because Valencia, this is her second time tuning into the show. And, you know, pretty much she came across the show because Mr. Daron Jones was on from 112, and, you know, now she's just, like, here showing love and support. And so this is what I'm saying about amazing people, how they are out there, and it still gives you hope that, you know, there are people that want to be out of that cave and into the light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I like that. I like how you put that. Let me also, I wanted to talk about what you mentioned about people that send you music and, you know, you do try to check it out. It kind of made me look at it differently when you mentioned it that way, honestly, because sometimes when I get it right, it feels like I don't know why I would be getting offended, because it's like, you guys don't even follow me, and I guess it seems as if they're sending the same message to everybody, and they're not even stopping to take a breather or even talk to a person. It's kind of like they're talking at you instead of to you. But, you know, sometimes I have tried to respond to people that have done that, and, you know, they don't even respond. So, but I think, like you said, it's probably depends on the person as well. So I think I'm actually going to take that advice that you put out there a little bit, you know, and actually give people a chance, because you never know. You know what I mean? Like you said, everybody's relevant. Everybody's important. So I wouldn't want to make anybody, you know, so I would like to, like, and I think that's a good point in networking, too, because you may have a friend, and I know you missed me and Mr. Alkeen speaking yesterday, but he was just saying that, you know, you have people that are around you that, you know, say that they bought your book or, you know, listened to this or did that or whatever, but, you know, sometimes people who you never expect have, you know, supported you or bought something or, you know, gave you feedback. So, you know, even if the people who are, I would say, maybe spamming me or sending me their links and my whatevers, even if they're doing this, you know what I mean, I still feel like, okay, now it kind of, I'm still human. So it kind of makes me feel soft, but not really, because I still want to give people a chance, because you got to remember, even behind a computer screen, people are still human. So I think, you know, you made an impact. Let me just say that. You led by example here today. in this moment.
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate you taking note of that because I learn a lot from talking to you as well. And, you know, that's something that I'm grateful for. I learn, you know, I can't say enough about the people that I'm surrounded by now because it was a point in my life where I really felt that, honestly, that people suck. People suck, and it made me so sad that I felt like almost on the verge of like depression because I just was so captivated by the fact that I felt like people suck. And then I think also that kind of contributed to my like whole moment was the fact that I was in school taking psychology. So now you're dealing with the human brain and the functions and the disorders and all this other stuff, and you start to reference it to certain situations in your life or just things that you do all together, and it just kind of made me so sad, like, oh, my God, like, I do this, I'm guilty of this, or this correlated with this, or whatever the case may be, but then I had to pull myself out of that, and I said, you know what, people don't suck, certain people do, and that's only because they don't have the proper guidance. Can I guide the world? No, I can't, but it's up to me to guide myself because that's the only person that I really have that much control over is me. So basically, I guide myself to people that are worth, you know, that light or that energy or that love or that consistency that I know that I can bring forth in a relationship as a friend and as a whole. You know what I mean? So basically, my energy with certain people is just like I know them my entire life, and that has something to do. That's you, for instance. That's Dr. Sue, for instance. That's Miss Toxic Goddess, for instance. It's a lot of people. Now Valencia, because, you know, I'm in love with her now. She doesn't know how that love can get, but she will. But she will as time goes on, you know, because I'm already tweeting her, like, beautiful and, you know, lovely and all that, because that's my way of showing people that I do appreciate you, and you are these things, and maybe you have not heard these things today. So when I say baby and baby cakes and all that stuff, it's not because I'm trying to date people. It's because I want you to know that you are these things in my eye. And if you're around people that aren't constantly letting you know that you're amazing and you're awesome, then you need to leave those people the hell alone.
Yeah.
Period. That's how I feel. I'm not saying that you're supposed to, like, every day walk up to a person and be like, hey, you're the bomb and you're this and you're that. No, I'm not looking for that because that would get annoying. But just to know that the only thing that bonds us together through this social media is love and kindness, then that's what you have to do, because I don't sit down with Valencia every day. I don't sit down with you every day. I don't sit down with Dr. Sue every day. I don't even sit down with Felicia Robinson every day, who's in the chat room right now, and I've known her for, like, 16 years. So when she does come into the chat room and tune into the show, it means a lot to me that she takes the time to do that. You know what I mean? Although I've known her forever, she's not obligated to do that. So if the only love that I can examine is through just sending love through the airwaves, then that's definitely what I'm going to do. And if there's anyone that can't handle the love that I try to give with the loves and the babies and the whatever, then unfollow me and go the hell on. Because that's how I flow, and that's how I roll. And if you're not down for somebody that's going to uplift you and empower you with kindness, then you need to go about your damn business, because I'm not the one for you, definitely not. So with that being said,
that.
We have a what'd you say?
No, I just said it was awesome. Carry on.
Yeah, thank you, that's Phoenix. It is awesome. You know, we all need to get like that in our way of thinking, you know. We really do. I'm breaking Dr. Sue down now, I noticed, and I'm loving every second of it. I really am. But, yeah, because she's not that, like, mushy-gushy type, but I'm breaking her down, baby. I'm breaking her down. Her tweets are getting a little bit more XOs and XOs in them, and I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. But, you know. We have a call on the line, so we're going to take the caller, and we're going to, you know, see what they're going to let us know tonight. Hopefully it's something yummy. Caller, you on the air with Miss P and Phoenix tonight. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell us your name.
Yeah, my name is Tennille Boone, and I am the co-owner of Crave Escapes.
Yay! How you doing? We're excited.
I'm good.
We're gonna.
I'm excited.
You're excited too? Awesome! Can we all be excited together?
Yes, we sure. We sure the hell can.
I'm just saying. So, Crave Escapes. tell us about Crave Escapes.
All right, Crave Escapes is not your pride. It has nothing to do with pride, even though we definitely support our whole community, and, you know, we'll continue to support our community. We want them to step out of the box, do something different. You know, our community is known for pride and, you know, doing things like that once a month, but with Crave, we want you to do more than that, whether it's education, traveling to different places outside of the state, or just something simple in your community, giving back. That's what Crave Escapes is and wants to be.
Right. So I know that you guys have a trip planned. So tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. It is called Crave Escapes. Escapes 2013. We will be on board Freedom of the Seas on Royal Caribbean. It's sailing September 1st through the 8th. We want everybody, as many people as we can, of course, to go. The prices are affordable because, you know, that's one thing that scares a lot of people off. They think cruise and they automatically think it's expensive. But the prices that we have are, in my opinion, they're the cheapest you'll find. We'll be going to Haiti, Jamaica, Grand Cayman, and Royal Caribbean's private island, Coco Cay.
Wow. That sounds sexy to me.
Thank
that's
you.
Why I'm going. No.
That's right.
That's why I'm going, guys. So definitely, you know, get in tune with her ASAP on Twitter because it's definitely going to be good times there. I can't wait. I wish it was tomorrow. Yeah, so what else are you guys?
Well, the next thing we have planned for this year is actually a testing date for, but it's only going to be here in North Carolina where we're based. We want it to be worldwide because, you know, people only think they need to get tested on national AIDS and awareness, but you need to get tested yearly. You should be tested, and then for STDs, for anything, your yearly checkup. So we're doing the testing date here with the local AIDS Alliance and the LGBT Center here.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So where is here? Because a lot of us don't know where here is.
We are based out of, you know, because you guys are from the big places. We're from Raleigh, North Carolina. We actually are on the map. The little voice will be there. The little dot says Raleigh. That's where we are.
Awesome.
We're not huge. Well, there you go. See?
I'm sorry, I missed that. What did you say, Phoenix?
She was trying to play us because of our state.
No, I was not.
Yeah. You know, she's from the big places. We're, you know, North Carolina and South Carolina, we exist. We're on the map.
I know this. I've been to both places. Jeez, I even broke hills in one place, like working on dirt. I know.
You broke what?
My heel on my shoe. I drunk out of mayonnaise jars. You know what I mean? Like, I know what it's about, dude.
God.
I was there. It happened to me in real life. It wasn't a movie.
Stand out on the radio. I drink out of regular cups, and I have pavement.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, gosh. Did she just try to do it again?
No,
yeah,
I did not.
She did.
So, listen, someone's in the chat room, and I'm trying to give them the info again for the dates and all of this stuff. So, could you please reiterate that? It's September 2013.
Sure, it is September 1st through the 8th, 2013, and if they want more information, they can go to www.crave/escapes.com or just hit us up on Twitter, Crave Escapes, and we don't sleep. I like to tweet a lot, talk to people, so message us and we'll message you right back.
Oh, she said she's gone. Sophie, you going to go, Fee? You going to go with Miss P? Let me know off of air, because if you're saying you go and you got to lock it in, but definitely, are you on Facebook? Because Fee don't be on Twitter like that.
We are definitely on Facebook as well. It's Crave Escapes. We're definitely up there trying to get a good fan base as well, get people involved.
So is it, like, spelled a certain way so people can, you know, find, because you know so many people have so many different ways of spelling things,
yeah,
so.
Nope, it's the exact spelling that you see it. It's CRAVE/ESCAPES. I'm trying to
working on my spelling. I had to think about it there for a second.
It's okay. It's the heat. We're going to chuck it up to the heat. It happens to us all.
It is,
seriously.
It was 102 here. It is.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's why I don't know about that place on the map, you know, for real. But definitely. So that all sounds awesome. And what kind of amenities are on the ship?
You name it, the ship has it. There's a boxing ring. There's an ice skating ring. There is a golf course. They have what's called a wave runner, so it's kind of like surfing on the ship. Spa, basketball
now,
court.
Now, she's just asking me about the website. She typed it in. Is it www.crave/escapes.com?
Mm-hmm.
So it has a slash in the middle.
Mm-hmm. It has a slash. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you found it. That's not a valid URL. Okay. I'm going to find it for her. Okay. Go ahead and keep talking about the amenities. I'll find it and post it for her.
There's, you know, for people who have sweet tooth, you know, there's a Ben & Jerry's ice cream. There's a cupcake, like, place where you can make cupcakes. Let's see, they have specialty restaurants. If you want to work out, there's a full track to run around. They have everything a normal gym would have. They even have personal trainers if you want to go with a personal trainer to do one of their workouts. A movie theater. You know, pretty much everything but
the kitchen sink.
Yeah. You know, everything that they do. There's And for people who, you know, are really big kids like I am, they have the DreamWorks, so there's going to be like a Shrek and Fiona and all them like parade. So I'm excited about that. No one else is. I'm a big kid. I'll say it. I love Shrek.
Right. So right. It's okay. Shrek is cool.
It pretty much has everything you can think of and more. And with the price comes all of that. There's no, like, hidden fees. You know, you get on the boat and they're like, oh, this costs $300 extra. No, it's all included.
Okay, so what that mean? Like, so it's, you know, your up meal, breakfast, your lunch, what's included?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And let's say you wake up, you know, after a night of partying or you just been at the casino till it closes and you really just don't feel like getting up and going. You can order room service and that's free. It comes straight to your room. And you don't even have to clean your room. Once you leave out, they have people that come in that clean your room. And, of course, every single person that works on the ship is from a different country. So you're getting your culture because they like to talk to people and tell people, you know, where they're from, what their culture is, things like that. So it's an amazing thing that I feel like our community doesn't do enough of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm actually going back and forth with Fee Sexy Mind in chat room, and she found the link, so I'm happy about that. What the heck am I doing? So we definitely just chatting it up right now about, you know, I'm trying to lock that in for you because, yeah. So good luck. I'm going to be there. That's all I have to say about that.
You know, like I said, until I get on the boat and I start calling out names, and I call out yours, and they're like, oh, she, you know, she didn't come. Until you get on the boat, until you get on the boat,
I'm there.
I'm going to keep hoping. Like,
as soon as I get my flight info, I'm there. Like, my whole, like, itinerary, like, know what's happening, then, yeah, definitely I'm there. So, Fee's going to go. And I'm going. So definitely, Fee, we can talk offline, or you can definitely hit her up. Let me give you her info. Or you want to give her your info? What? How you want to do this?
You can give it to her, or it's for Twitter. It's Corrupt Elephant or Crave Escapes. Either or, I'll answer. I'll try to answer each person. Any questions, I don't care how many times the question has been, you know, asked, I'll answer it the best I can.
Okay. So, Phoenix, do you have any questions about the trip?
Well, I want to know. Oh, about the trip. Well, I mean, I just want to know what made them want to begin that and, you know, try to get a little insight.
Oh, yeah. It's when I tell people how it started, they kind of laugh. I like watching like, nature shows. So I was actually watching Frozen Planet, and I was like, hey, you know what? Like, our community doesn't travel a lot because I like to cruise. I go on Royal Caribbean. I try to do it once a year. And I realized, you know, that each year all our community is excited about is your pride. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, there's nothing wrong with pride. There's nothing wrong with going, you know, networking and having a good time. But, you know, when you get older, you just want to do more. You want to do more than that. So I felt like that's one thing that we were lacking. So I got up and I was like, hey, I think we should start something where, one, we support the community, but, two, we get them to open their eyes to what else is out there.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, because all I hear about is pride, and sometimes I feel like maybe I'm a little too old for pride. Not too old, but, you know,
exactly.
It's a lot of young people out there, and I'm just not with it, you know. So maybe, just maybe the cruise sounds good to me. I don't know if my schedule is going to let me do it.
Can you guys represent North Carolina, South Carolina?
Wow, New York will be in the building. That's all I have to say about that. And it gives me more than enough time to get, you know, my cute little bathing suits on, like shopping, and, you know, it's going to be a good time.
For shopping, they have shops on board. I think with Freedom of the Seas, I don't want to, you know, go out there, but I want to say it has, like, this one has Coach and some other, like, names, like, big names on board.
Mm-hmm.
So for the avid shoppers, which sounds like you're an avid shopper, they have that.
I am. I fake no jacks in that area, but definitely I'll be shopped up by the time I get there because I have to go there looking shopped up.
Yeah.
So that's
the
only you do.
We're gonna do. This is just our first thing that we're going to do as far as cruising, but we definitely want to do other things that's not. And again, if you, the first thing that it says on our website when you go to like about is like in big letters, we are not a pride. I don't want to be associated with just that. I want to be associated with someone who gives back and also someone who tries to do different things that, you know, people don't think our community does.
Definitely. Well, I think it's amazing what you're doing, and I'm definitely going to be a part of it. As long as I can bring my camera, and a whole lot of, no, I was just kidding.
Oh, I was listening. I was waiting for you to finish that sentence, but, you know, you didn't, so.
Yeah, I just, my camera and a whole lot of pictures going to be taken. I don't care if I'm just standing there. I want a picture. I'm going to be hitting people. Excuse me, can you take a picture of me, please? I'm standing left now. I was standing right earlier.
Oh, Lord. Nothing is wrong with that. Take as many pictures as you would like.
Good, because I'm going to be in a pool. I'm going to be everywhere. You're not even going to find me till it's time to go.
Oh, wow.
I'm serious. And if anybody's bunking with me, they have to tell me in advance.
What? Bunking with me?
If anyone's bunking with me.
Let's not play no games, okay? Okay, let's not do that, because John Brown, if I'm going to be roaming around by myself, oh, Lord. And then, now wait, you said you're not bunking by yourself. How many people are going to be able to, I guess, get to one room or one bunk?
With Royal Caribbean, there's a double occupancy, so two people. But, like, I have a couple of people that's, like, it's, like, four of them. So we have connecting staterooms that pretty much, you know how you go to a hotel, you can open the door and it's two rooms technically.
That's how it is.
So if it's more than, let's say you guys have six of you, I can put you in three rooms that go straight across and you all are connecting. So you can go be nosy, you can go into, you know, the next person's room and see what they're doing, or if you don't feel like getting in your room, you can go bother them. But as far as Royal Caribbean is concerned, it's double occupancy.
Well, what if I just want to pay for my own room with nobody in it?
Yeah, you can do that, too. If you want to be by yourself, you can definitely be by yourself.
I just want to, I'm just going over the options here. Like, it's not, like, written in stone. I just want to make sure that if I need to have my own room by myself, that I do.
It's definitely not written. So if you want to be in a room by yourself because you want company later, hey, Mm-hmm. That could be
right. That's what it is. She thinks she's funny.
She has a roommate. Then she got to, you know, make sure the roommate's not in there yet.
Yeah, like she, yeah.
I can leave.
Yeah. Like that's whole happening.
Can
happen.
We even go
for yeah. Oh, but anyway, we lose in insight. We lose insight on what we were doing, talking about the ship and stuff. Yeah, so how does a payment plan go, per se? Like,
all right.
Okay.
Well, until the, I think it's...
Wait, before you go there, let me put a... Before you do that, honey, let me bring someone else on the line. Let's see.
Okay.
Paula, you on the line with Miss P, Crave, Escapes, and Phoenix.
Yes, it's me, Fee.
Fee, hey,
sexy ma.
Fee, sexy ma. Fee, sexy ma. Ma. Okay, yeah.
Don't let me get in it. Don't let me start.
Don't let me start getting it,
because
it's going to take it all the way to the back.
Yeah, I'll do the dance. Around the bed, all around the bed. Do the dance.
What?
Okay.
Hey,
so how's everyone?
Hi.
How's everyone doing?
We're doing well.
Good.
We're basically trying to start getting on these boats.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'm down.
Are you going?
I'm not going to say I'm going, but I'm down. I can put it on the agenda. But September 2013.
Listen, it's $50. It's $50,
right.
Dude.
What's $50?
$50 payment increment.
Oh, I was about to say that trip is not $50.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like, I'm breaking it down
to
you.
What's her name? What's her name? Crave?
My name is Tanil.
Tanil?
Yes. And
okay. So, I'm Fee, a.k.a. Felicia. Well, I'm Felicia, a.k.a. Fee. Don't call me Felicia.
Okay.
All right.
You call me Fee.
What the hell are we doing now? Because this whole thing is...
No, she was saying
upset
about the payment plan. She was going into the payment plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do.
That's what we're talking about. Okay, $50 is the deposit. That secures your room. You're good to go. Then the final due date for the $50 is July 20th. After that, you have until December 5th of this year to pay the remaining balance, the remaining deposit, which is $450. So if you split that between two people that's going to be in there, you're good to go. After your deposit is paid, you have until June 13th, 2013, to pay off the rest of your balance. So if you want to be like, call me, you know, you set up on our website, look, take $5 out every Monday. Or, you know, you just call me June 13th and you're like, all right, I'm about to pay the rest of the balance off. That's fine. But you have until June 13th of next year to pay the rest of your balance off.
Okay.
That's a good deal.
That's a good look.
Yeah, because I'm paying mine off when I get taxes. You know, I just put that out there.
That's usually how
once I figure out my airplane ticket, then I'll figure out how I'm gonna pay it. Do I wanna do it at one time? Do I wanna do it two times?
Yeah, most people have been asking, you know, is it the $50, is that for the two people have to pay $50 or is it one person? No, it's $50 period. That covers the whole cast.
Okay.
Wait, so if it's two in a room, wait, I'm confused. It's just, if it's two in
I'm
a room,
confused.
It's just $50, not per person, just one room?
No, just one room is $50.
Really?
And then, yeah, I promise. And then that $450, the remaining balance, that's due December 5th, that's just $450, period.
Not per person?
And then not per person. And then whatever your remaining balance is, that needs to be paid by June 13th, that is it. It's not like, you know, one person pays this, the other person pays that. You put it in together, and that's what you pay.
So
and
it's better
the
to have two in a room.
To have two in a room.
Wow. Okay.
You'll get, once you pay the $50.
How about if I want myself in a room and then I bring one, would they be like, would they say something?
Well, see, I have some friends that they were like, you know, what if I have somebody, then all of a sudden I'm like, nah, I don't want to take them. I'm going to take somebody else. You have until 30 days before we cruise to change the name.
talking about what if I'm already on a boat and we already pulled off from the dock and I decided that I don't like my sleeping arrangements.
Well, actually, Royal Caribbean has a policy. Let's say you get on the ship and they have extra rooms available, meaning nobody booked it, they couldn't book it, then they'll just be empty rooms. I'm not saying it's guaranteed that you can get another room, but it's always a possibility if the ship has an available room to put you there or upgrade you. I'm an avid cruiser, so I try to learn as much as I can about it.
All right. And that's just it. So for anybody interested, please reach out to her to get further details about it. At this point in time, I'm definitely in. I'm just waiting for my air flight info. And then I'm good. That's where we were at, huh, Tanil?
Yes. I want to thank you for having me on and for retweeting and tweeting my stuff. Same to you, Phoenix. I'm a big supporter of you and everything you do, and if there's anything I can do to help you, please don't hesitate to ask.
No, I appreciate that. Likewise.
And I appreciate you all.
Don't start crying.
And I'm going to be on a cruise with my freaking Michael Kors bathing suit on, looking sexy. So be there.
Oh, okay.
I'll keep that in mind.
Definitely. So, for everybody who tuned in tonight, I just want to say thank you so much for, you know, tuning in and listening in to the Ribble Rabbin Rabbin, because for one second, it seemed like we were just, like, rambling.
Yeah, it was. Y'all was rambling.
Like, did we even make
no.
sense?
Yeah,
did
y'all
anyone
made sense
even
to
get,
me.
Did anyone
it.
Even get out of this whole, like, show with any knowledge?
I did.
Like anything?
You did?
See the boat?
All people are not bad.
Well, one thing that I want to say is, Tanelia, or
yes.
She hung up?
No, I'm here.
Okay, the one thing that I want to say is that you guys should really, really try to support her movement. It's a show, a trip that's going to be taking place a year from today. It's not something that you got to go run into your lifestyles inside an altar to go. It's just something that you can do what you have to do and then ultimately chisel off of that to create that space to go. The lowest price that I've seen on there is $500-something for nice rooms, and that's with two people. You know, they go up a little bit more on the other rooms, but they're really, really not that expensive. So I say, do it. How many times a year do you get to treat yourself on a cruise? How many times a year you get to get someone on there that's just like, it's fun in the sun, it's going to be this and it's going to be that. And if you go anywhere else at any point in time to try to do a cruise, you're going to be spending thousands and thousands of dollars. So there's just something to think about. It's something to plan to. It's something to, like, you know, not come back broke from. Like so many people who go out there and travel and then they come back and have nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you guys to definitely think about supporting her trip. Not only because Miss P going to be in the house with her Michael Kors bathing suits on, but because it's the right thing to do, period. So if you only have $40 here and can put that, put it. If you only have 10, put it.
Oh,
make
God.
It happen until the next time comes around and you can do it. You can do it. Anything you put your mind to, you can definitely do it. So it would be amazing to me if I did have other people that I enjoy hanging out with and talking to and spending time with to be on with me to just kind of keep me resonated a little bit. So think about it, guys.
I'll
be
there.
You know. Who's that? Who's the I'll be?
I'll be there. Keep you sane.
Sure.
Keep me sane.
Okay, was that Fee Sexy Mom?
I'm going.
Yes, I'm the only voice that sound like a nigga up here.
Okay, Sophie's sexting on in. Who else is in with Miss P? Who else is going with me? Call the show, 818-495-8975. Call the show. Let's get it going.
Oh, Lord.
Now,
are you drinking?
Wine call.
Did you have some wine?
No. Call the show. Let's get it going.
That's usually right. What she does when she's under the influence.
Let's get it going.
Wow. How you gonna play
Phoenix.
What happened?
Phoenix. Phoenix
yeah.
Star. Are you going?
Are you going to finish my schedule or something?
Phoenix, are you going?
Go.
Huh?
I would like to. I'm not going to promise.
Yes, Phoenix is in. Yes. Phoenix is in. I'm so in love with you. Phoenix is in. Anybody in the chat room? Anybody in the chat box? Anybody want to come down and wine out hips? Wine.
Oh, my God.
All right, so at this point
this
in time, I was already acting like I was on vacation, and this was all, like, I was
know,
playing
that's
this one.
That's bad.
You know, this is all
laugh
I'm doing.
Laugh at her, right?
Okay?
Exactly.
So, anyway, laugh at me because I know how to make stuff happen.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
I will give you that.
That you do.
You definitely do.
All right,
really
then.
Do,
so, Phoenix is going. See, Sexy Mom's going. And then she has two other sisters, and we're going to get at them. So, what do you think about that? Tenille.
It sounds good. It sounds good to me.
So how should they get it? But why are you over there?
I'm going to buy everybody around the drink.
Why
Whoa,
are you over there
I'm
then?
Make...
If you're going to buy us a drink, you need to come over here.
I meant on board. Nah, I meant on board.
That's not going to help us a year from now. But what's definitely going to help, and the reason why I'm okay with this trip, guys, is because of the simple fact that it gives me a whole year to be with my trainer and bust it, lock it, roll it, rub it down. Oh, no. You know, like, get it all together and make it all happen and bust out on y'all babies. Like, what? Like, what, Miss P and how?
Yo, I can't. Stop. Precious, stop.
How you like those apples? All right, now, well, we just want to thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight. You know, it was amazing, awesome. We're all going to be on a ship, so Phoenix is going to be on there, and C Sexy Ma, and then Miss P, and all others are willing. They have affordable payment plans. Look them up. Pick your ships. You know, it's a year in advance, but you know what? Let's plan now. That way we know we'll be there. Okay? And then there's something else that's happening a little bit before that, so let's stay in tune to that so we won't miss it. But just grow, have fun. So is there anything anyone else want to leave tonight before we sign out?
You guys are awesome.
I'm good.
That's it?
You guys
remember
left my
that?
Spirit. How about that?
I just love everybody. I'll just say that. And I thank you, Ms. P, for even wanting me to, like, well, accepting my offer, even though I'm kind of, like, low-key just playing, be your co-host today. But I appreciate it, and I was glad I could come out, you know, come on and help and, you know, be a part of it with you. So.
Okay, so I guess everyone is done with it. Let me give a shout-out to, you know, Valencia, a shout-out to Dr. Sue, shout-out to Tenille, shout-out to Phoenix. Oh, my God, the list goes on and on and on. Go to www.craves-escapes.com. Check out the book, get in tune with her, let her know if you're going to be there. I will be there. Definitely going to happen. It's all resonated through my body, so it's happening. And when that happens, it's going down. So thank you, babies, for tuning into the show tonight. I will be on tomorrow. chatting it up. So I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you, ladies, for tuning in and giving me your time tonight. And I look forward to seeing you all on a ship.
Yay.
Okay, sweetie.
All
right. It was nice.
All right, don't
play
me.
You all behave yourselves, and I shall talk to you all later.
All right, I'm behaving, baby. I'm behaving.
I'm not.
I am behaving.
I said I'm not.
I love them.
That's my evil brain.
Anyway,
okay.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to zone out now, and thank you, everybody, who contributed to the show tonight, and it's going to be so amazing. Definitely check in with, Crave Escapes and, you know, book your flight. I need to talk to Crave Escapes if she's not off the line already, because I definitely need the prices on my plane trip, so we'll talk about that later. For all those getting in tune for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those that are tuned in for the first time, I hope you felt the love that was generated through the airwaves to ya. Okay, it's nothing but love on this show, nothing but love. So until next time, babies, stay in tune with Miss P.
Sweet, heard, they tune in. Lost by radio.